علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the purpose behind taking over the governance. And we say that one of the reasons that he took over the governance, which was his right from the very beginning, was that now he found that there are supporters. They are good and powerful and strong and, firm-willed supporters that are going to really stick to the path. And that meant that now the argument was complete against him, that he should be able to take up the government and the leadership. That's one thing. Another reason that he mentions is that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a covenant upon the people of knowledge that they cannot remain silent in the wake of oppression. So this was the second thing that was there, and of course, you know, the situation that was there at the time required such a step from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But the moment Imam Ali alayhi salam took these steps, when he started to struggle with this intention in the society, then problems started to occur. Inshallah, we will discuss those difficulties that he faced after the break.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are discussing about the reasons behind and the wisdom behind Imam Ali taking over the governance of the Islamic Ummah. And he mentioned about the fact that he stood to fight against oppression and to solve the state of inequality that existed in the society at that time. And then, but immediately as he began this process of this intricate process of, untwining this knot of oppression and corruption that was, brought about by the previous rulers, when he started to do that, فَلَمَّا نَهَضْتُ بِالْأَمْرِ, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon says, فَلَمَّا نَهَضْتُ بِالْأَمْرِ نَكَثَتْ طَائِفَةٌ a group of people, they broke this covenant. This covenant whereby the people of knowledge were supposed to help in the process of, unraveling this state of oppression. But unfortunately, they did not help Imam Ali alayhi salam. So there are, in fact, these people that we are talking about were good people. They were people who are loved. They were people who are they were warriors in the path of truth. They were amongst the good people, amongst the people who fought together with Imam Ali alayhi salam against the evildoers in many arenas. But unfortunately, now they took a step back. But alas to selfishness. Selfishness made them stuck in the state that they were. And they refused to grow. It's as if they became mummified in their state. And they got dragged down into the pit of lifelessness. You see, the life of a person of knowledge is when he continuously struggles in the path of truth against falsehood and oppression. But the moment he stops that, he becomes stuck in that state, and therefore, as we said, enters into the downward cycle of death. We pray to Allah that we do not enter into that state.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam's wisdoms behind taking over the leadership. And we say that one of them was that he stood to fight against oppression. But the moment he started that process of fighting against oppression, there were some good people who unfortunately did not support him. Rather, they broke the covenant and they began to fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam. So because now these people who are good, who are good previously, basically, because they solved certain problems in the past and they helped the society in different ways in the past, and of course they had great services towards Islam. They fought against falsehood, they helped with their wealth and their lives and their children, and in different ways they supported Islam. But once they did that service, they are encapsulated in a halo of holiness, making them feel that they now had a license to not perform their duties or to fulfill their further responsibilities. That is normal. Sometimes, unfortunately, some people feel that we have done so much good. Now it's time to enjoy and rest, and now it's time for us to reap the benefits of the hard work that we sowed in the past. But this is not the way a person of knowledge is supposed to be. A person of knowledge is one who continuously finds himself in the state of service. It is not possible that someone says that, I served in the past, now it's time for me to enjoy and not do my further duties. Now expectations come that I have to be given a special position, and I have to be given this and that, and people have to kiss my hands and they have to bow down in front of me because of I did something in the past. That's not the way. But look at the Prophet in Imam Ali alayhi salam. Every moment, though they were the greatest people who served Islam, but every moment they always found themselves in a new state of service, and never did they act as if they expect the government or the society to pay them back and to, show them something special. But they were always there in the state of service. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to be true followers of this great holy man. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيدي ملزما ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه